Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
You know, I know the times have been tough here. The damage of the hurricanes has been devastating.
President Joe Biden visited Lake Charles, Louisiana, and toured areas still recovering from two hurricanes last year. Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy, along with Oregon Democrat Jeff Merkley, have asked the White House to provide more disaster assistance after recent hurricanes, floods, and winter weather. Biden also said the administration is pivoting from COVID-19 to his Rebuilding America infrastructure plan.
Rebuilding in a way that it has resilience. And the folks who are going to rebuild it, those folks right over there, unions, we're going to rebuild it in a way that we're going to provide good jobs.
In Rhode Island, Vice President Kamala Harris described the results of getting people vaccinated.
You can see around the country how that is having an impact on businesses reopening, on getting back to some semblance of what we remember as normalcy.
A study from the University of Washington says we've badly underestimated the number of people killed by the pandemic. They say COVID-19 may have killed as many as 900,000 Americans. In Washington, D.C., Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Joint Chiefs Chair Mark Milley discussed the planned withdrawal from Afghanistan and a new independent review commission on sexual assault in the military. Milley said he is confident they can meet the president's time frame for removing U.S. troops.
As you know, we've been transferring steadily functions and responsibilities to the Afghan security forces for a considerable amount of time. The President of the United States has given us a window to be complete no later than September.
Austin also talked about their efforts to address domestic terrorist ideology within the military.
Clearly, we have a lot of work to do, and I want to be blunt. There is no place for hatred or bigotry or extremist behavior in this department or in the military.
Meanwhile, states are bracing for redistricting battles as they await the results of the 2020 census. Michelle Davis with Legislative Services for the Maryland General Assembly says the data has been slow coming.
And the delay in the redistricting data comes from a couple of things. Most of it is COVID. This is going to be about a 4-month delay.
Full census data is expected to be delivered to states by September 30th. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has signed a law strengthening privacy for people who donate to charities. Jarek Adams with the website Ballotpedia says it could allow nonprofits involved in politics to funnel so-called dark money into campaigns anonymously.
If you donate to a nonprofit that is heavily involved in politics and your donations to that nonprofit are not disclosed, you have sort of disproportionate influence without any of the accompanying accountability that comes with making a donation to a candidate.
For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Nadia Ramlagan. Thanks for listening.